One of the big attractions of bell ringing is that it's a very friendly activity. You will find if you go into various towers or even cathedral bands, you'll find people from all walks of life. There are several theories, but nothing is concrete as to what makes a first-class bell ringer. You can find people who are doing the most menial of jobs are just as good a ringer as somebody who is a professor of mathematics. By the same token, the chappie who is a professor of mathematics can often not master the art of bell ringing. There are various theories as to why this is. The only one which seems to carry any weight is the fact that you need to have a very retentive memory to be a first-class bell ringer. We get quite a lot here at Burton of visitors. You can go into another tower and you're always welcome. Wherever it might be, you're always welcome and invited to have a ring and join in the ringing. And that is one of the things which is a kind of a spin-off from it, which attracts a lot of people. It's a very sociable affair. It still is. It's still the tradition to go down the pub after you've had a ring. But in the old days, it used to be a lot worse than that. And it was the thing to always get well tanked up before you started. And there is a true story of a tower in North Dorset. Lots of towers, Burton is one, where you have a ringing chamber halfway up the tower. But there are churches where you have what you call a ground floor ring. There are one or two churches round here, Chiddick, Simmonsbury, Askerswell. You ring from the floor of the church. Where you get that situation, 7 times out of 10, the ropes will be situated round the font, because that is where there is normally an open space in the church. And this church in North Dorset, they used to keep the cider in the font, so that the ringers just used to dip the pot in and have a tot while they were practice nights. And when they had a christening, they had to drain the font, and that is true. But at Burton, we have a font downstairs, but the ringers are upstairs, so there's no danger of that happening at Burton.